The Nighthawk with Jeff Currier on CJOB. What Winnipeg is talking about.
A lot of you take part in yoga. In fact, yoga has become exceedingly popular in North America over the last couple of decades. And the makeup of yoga classes is really an interesting one to look at. Trish Stratus joins us tonight, and Trish, along with her partner, has cooked up a new DVD. It's called Stratosphere Yoga for Men. Trish, tell me about the makeup of yoga classes. It's not unusual to see men in classes now.
No, actually, it's wonderful. You know, it's been interesting to see the growth, because initially I opened up a yoga studio. I fell in love with yoga back in the day when I had suffered from a herniated disc in wrestling, and I fell in love with it. And I was preaching about it to everyone, and I have to say, about 8 years ago, it wasn't exactly all the rage. So people were kind of like, "What is it? Pretzels and incense?" And so I spent some time, kind of reeducating people on what yoga was exactly. But yes, for sure, there was. I would say when you walked into a class, it would be a lot of women. Women wearing Lululemon pants.
Yeah.
and there's
still a lot of that.
Of course, absolutely. But I think now, through just people doing it and really applying it to different areas of their life. So I'm, using it for myself. I used it to rehabilitate a back injury. Then I used it to deal with the crazy WWE road life. Then I used it to shape a yoga booty.
Yeah.
So I started to realize it's very versatile. So initially, when there was no men in my yoga studio, I thought, I got to get some guys in here. So I created a class called Yoga for Guys Who Like Fries. Because it's one of those things, you got to, knock down those preconceived notions about what yoga was. And people, you don't have to be this bendy, flexy guy. You just, it's for regular people. So I started to get more men in there. And then I just saw an interesting thing happen. A lot of pro athletes talk about how they use it. I had the Toronto Maple Leafs at the studio. I had the Toronto Argonauts at the studio. I worked with George St. Pierre's trainer, introduced yoga to him. And so, you have these pro athletes who, understand the wear and tear of their body, number one, but also they're using it now to enhance their performance. And it's been a really cool thing to watch the demographic just completely shift. And now I can say in my studio, I have a 16-year-old to a 60-year-old practicing yoga, and everyone coming to it for different reasons. So it's really cool to see it evolve.
The kind of the good housekeeping seal of approval on yoga started to come, as you said, through a lot of professional athletes. I know a lot of golfers started to get into yoga, 20 years ago, which makes a lot of sense, because in golf, flexibility is what it's all about. When you start talking about pro football players getting into it, and you mentioned the Argonauts, and there's arguably one of the best athletes ever to play in the Canadian Football League is Anwar Stewart, who just came out of retirement to play with the Calgary Stampeders, but he played for many years in Montreal. Big, hulking defensive end, has been practicing yoga for years, and it's lengthened his career. So give us in a nutshell, for the guys who've never been near a yoga studio and still have the kind of stigma, tell us what it is. What does it do? What is it for?
Well, okay. So, here's the thing. I tell guys, check your ego at the door. There's no right or wrong in yoga. It's your own practice, and your body will tell you exactly what it needs. So whether you come into class because you need that moment to disconnect from the crazy busyness, and it's the interesting thing of those moments of disconnect is what allows you to go back into the world and deal with the craziness. But also, let's talk about the physically what it does for you. The flexibility, the agility. As a professional wrestler, I was having that wear and tear on my body, the whiplash motion probably 4 to 5 times a night, every single night for, weeks on end. We had no off season in wrestling. And I can tell you that when I finally had a herniated disc and I had to go and, fix my back. And so the yoga is actually what healed my back. I went back, made a full recovery. I was just a different athlete. I performed better. I recovered better. So whether people are going in it to strictly, take on yoga, or, you can use it to so many different things in your life. So you could use it to deal with the stress. You can use it to play better b-ball. You can use it for, like you mentioned, golf. So that's what I started to notice when I opened the yoga studio, was it's so versatile, and it really speaks to so many different people. So I kind of feel like if everyone in this world did yoga, it could be a pretty good place.
I think it strikes me that yoga is one of those things that can be practiced on a number of different levels. Right, you can use it if you just want to loosen up your back or your quads and just get a little bit more flexible. You can do it on that level. If you want to use it as a high performance enhancing tool, you can do that. If you want to get into it as a philosophy and a lifestyle, you can also do that. So it's something that can be done on a lot of different levels.
Yeah, no, completely. I mean, when I first, you know, even for me, I started doing yoga, just it needed just the craziness of the wrestling life. I mean, we were traveling 300 days of the year, was on the road, either performing or just doing.
I mean, seven years of that, your body's going to break down on you, isn't it?
And it did. I mean, my body went, yeah, I'm done.
Yeah.
I'm checking out.
Yeah.
So when I, you know, that's how we discovered yoga. But I got to be honest, as a you know, person that goes to the gym and lifts the weights and I go in the cardio machine, the thought of yoga, I thought, oh, it's not for me. It's just not my style. You know, I need to get a sweat on. It's not hard enough. It's not a real workout. And I think that's what people are out there doing. And that's what they, you know, they think, oh, it's not really a workout. But I'll tell you, I challenge anyone to take a yoga class and you'll see, you'll feel muscles like you've never felt before. And so when I created this this DVD program, it was, you know, Joe Carter and I have known each other for years. He has this annual Joe Carter Classic. It's a golf charity tournament that he does annually. I've been a part of it for years and years. And, you know, he noticed that my golf game, and it's funny because you mentioned the golf, my golf game started to just improve. And he said, well, you know, I was kind of going to all these golf tournaments, kind of sucking at golf. And I thought, well, that's enough of that. So I started taking lessons. And my pro, actually, who was working with me, he said, well, what are those little stretches you do in between? And I was like, oh, this is just, you know, it's amazing. The yoga, the stuff you do in yoga and the stuff you do in golf, the twisting, the focus, the balance, all these things really related. So it was kind of a natural transition. And that's, you know, I kind of created this yoga program for him to give to his clients. And then I saw Joe and he said, oh, I said, well, I'm doing this, you know, yoga for golfers. And I said, why don't we had all those celebrities there. We had, you know, Kenny Lofton and Charles Barkley was there. So I was like, all right, guys, let's do some yoga.
Yeah, I don't
so,
think you're going to fix Charles Barkley's golf game. You might make him more flexible, but you ain't fixing that golf game.
No, I said, I'm not touching that. I don't want my name attached to that. But Joe was like, this is great. He goes, if I can find something that helps my golf game, so that's kind of like a pleasant side effect, so to speak. And then he said, you know, as a retired professional athlete, and myself included, we're a little grizzled at times, you know, so you're not as young, you're not the spring chicken you used to be. So he just said, you know, the knee pain and the back pain, and I said, honestly, it's the yoga has helped me. Just, I feel like I move younger, everything about me. And so I gave him a routine. He said he's been trying it. He said it was great. And then, you know, he thought, let's get this message out there. So then we put together this this DVD, and it's really cool because I adapted the program a little bit for men because, you know, I tried to incorporate a little bit more strength and conditioning movements like squats and push-ups as well. But the cool thing about it is you see Joe being vulnerable at times, you know, kind of sucking at a move and being okay with it. And that's the thing. It's like he'll be great at one, you know, his balance might be off one day, but everybody goes through that, and no matter what level of fitness you're at. So it's a really cool little video, and he did amazing. He's improved it. It's something he does regularly now. And, yeah, I was just excited to put this project together.
Okay, Joe Carter and you and high-performance athletes understand that you don't perform the same every day, right? And
yeah.
But some of the rest of us may miss that. So we go to a class and they go, I'm really bad at this, or you know, last week it just seemed easier, and I'm not doing well. That's the way your body works sometimes, right? It's not going to be the same every day.
Well, that's it, and that's the kind of the cool thing about yoga is it kind of lets you have this increased body awareness. You start to connect with yourself a little bit. You know, there's times where I can do tree pose one day and the next day I'm not doing it. And actually when I realize, why aren't I doing tree pose? I have perfect balance. It's like, oh, I actually probably haven't been sleeping regularly. Maybe I'm not getting enough. You know, there's some stuff going on in my head right now. So it kind of lets you check in with yourself and see, hey, what's up? You know, and I mean, the biggest thing for me, I always say, yes, the physical benefits. And yes, I got a yoga booty. I'm just saying. But, you know, it's those very precious moments of disconnect when you go and have one-on-one time with yourself. And we never do that, right? We're constantly go, go, go. There's this crazy pace. So when you go into yoga class, it's kind of your excuse to say, I'm going to be with me for the next hour and a half, and no one around here matters except for me. So you check in with yourself, you see how you're doing, and that's kind of always a good thing.
As we get older, one of the things that goes on us, I mean, a number of things go on us, but one of the things that does go on us is our balance.
Yeah.
And you know, people get into middle age and older, balance becomes a real issue. And this is something that yoga can actually help with.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, the balance, and then just, you know, the just keeping your body fluid. You know, I have an instructor at my studio, and she is 60 years old. She moves like a 25-year-old. It's amazing. And we say to her, like, how do you do it? She goes, I got to just keep moving. And she keeps the yoga. As long as you keep your joints lubricated, you know, you'll feel younger. And I tell you, like, now I can tell you, the way I went and performed this when I went back after I've been doing the yoga, a whole different athlete. The agility, the recover, all of it was different. So I just attribute it all to yoga. Of course, as you get older, the other thing that I incorporated was the weight training exercises, the strength training exercises, super important. You've got to just do that. We lose bone density, especially women, as you get older. So it's super important to, like, integrate that into your yoga practice, and that's how we did it. We kind of integrated it into the flow because it's kind of like getting it, you know, multitasking, kind of getting it all done at once. The benefits, I mean, there's not really too many workouts that you can not only get the physical benefits but also the mental benefits as well.
Trish, where do I get Stratosphere Yoga for Men?
Well, you can go to trishstratus.com. And we actually, Joe and I, signed 20 copies to commemorate the 20th anniversary of the World Series, which just recently passed. And we're releasing these initial numbered 20 copies, and we're actually donating the proceeds to Movember. We kick off Movember. It's officially mustache growing season. So we're signed these 20 copies, and it should be really good. But after that, it's just at trishstratus.com. That's where we're officially launching it. And I really feel like, you know, this will be a great, I mean, it's a great little video to follow along. It's a quick 25-minute video. You'll work every single muscle group. And we did it in conjunction with the Hazelton Hotels. And, you know, we're basically showing that you can do this on the road at a hotel. You can do this at home, you know, in your living room. So basically you need no, that's the great thing about yoga, right? You can literally do it anywhere. So, yeah, so get your yoga on, everybody.
Trish, thanks a lot. Yeah, thanks very much for doing this tonight.
Thanks, Jeff. I appreciate it.
Trish Stratus, and the DVD is called Stratosphere Yoga for Men. TrishStratus.com is where you can get it. And you're listening to The Nighthawk on CJOB 68.